Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
We've been to the parties like this before. In fact, I've thrown a couple, to be honest with you. The parties are over the top. The presents are all over the place, man. I used to say that I walked into my kids' playroom. If I took out 25% of the stuff, they'd have no idea it was gone. So when is enough enough?
And that's kind of where I'm coming from. But before we start the segment, I have to say I have Jimmy's birthday present at home and I have Kieran's birthday present at home. Kaylee, I just keep forgetting them. But I have friends and they have too many damn kids. And I say that's happening to myself. I cannot keep up with the amount of birthdays that happen every month. I can't keep up with what kids I got what toys for. And it's bleeding me dry. And I'm not talking about close friends. Like Kristen, I would consider you a close friend of I love getting Jimmy presents. I like looking for stuff I think he'll like that my daughter, like, it's fun. I'm talking for, like, friends I haven't seen in a while, but they were good friends. I've never met their kids, but because we had a friendship, I send their kids birthday and Christmas presents. And it's just getting to the point where we're talking, like, 25, 30 kids, and I just don't, like... I can't keep up. It feels like every other week I'm having to hunt down like gifts for 7-year-old boys and try and find something that's cool for this kid I've never met. And I like bringing joy to kids' lives. Like, please don't get me wrong. This isn't about not liking children. And I know I sound like an a-hole, but can I stop?
Yes.
Can I stop getting them gifts?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Even my closest friends, like the ones I grew up with, I don't get their kids' birthday gifts.
Really?
No. So I do one thing, and that's at Christmas, and I get them all like little cute Christmas pajamas. And then the other ones, I give them $15 gift cards to Target so they can go buy whatever they want, whether it's candy, a toy. Because my thing is, I'm not in their homes all the time. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they don't have. So I think there's nothing wrong with it. But as far as like Christmas like or birthday gifts throughout the year, no. Like, you being here, having a party, I think it's different. Like, you know, we love getting Hazel and Max stuff. But if it's friends that are from afar and having to, like, ship it or mail it, absolutely not. Send them a text. We do videos. So that's what my friends do. And I got so many adorable videos for Jimmy's birthday this past weekend. So my friends from Kentucky, my friends from Florida, my friends from North Carolina, they recorded videos and sent it to Jimmy wishing him a happy birthday. The kids did. And that's like the best.
See, and I like that. And I just know Hazel's going to start having more friends and Max's too. And I'm going to have an influx of new kids. Again, fine getting them presents. It's just about what can I actually handle? And right now it's just too much. And some of these parents, I don't do it this way. They don't get my kids' gifts. That's fine. I'll still get their kids' gifts. But at this point, I'm like, all right, I gotta trim the fat somewhere. I feel like your kid's gonna be the first to go. But I feel like an awful adult for cutting kids' birthday presents out.
Are you anti-gift card? Because I know a lot of people are like, no, that's a cop-out. I'd rather not do anything at all. But I don't have a problem with it.
I think it's great for older kids who know what they who might be able to go shopping and pick out what they want. But I think for younger kids who don't really understand, and a lot of these kids are super young, it's not, I think it puts more of a burden on the parents sometimes. Not all the time. I think it's fun, but I wouldn't want to do that for like this. Some of these families I know have like multiple children. And so to be like 4 or 5 times a year telling mom to go take her kid to go find it. I don't know. It just feels, and it's expensive. five kids for $15. That's like $60 bucks, which is, again, I love them. It's okay, but it's just I need money. I need money for my own kids.
Is there a difference here between men and women? Because I don't think I've ever known or even thought of this as a man of getting gifts for your friend's kids.
The bar is set lower, but I think in most relationships, the woman takes on that mental load.
Yes.
I buy for Jimmy, though.
You did. He loves his monster truck, by the way.
Oh, does he? Yes. Do you like butt book?
We have not read the butt book yet, but okay. we'll definitely get into that soon.
I'm starting to wonder if my parents' friends are the a-holes, because I've never once received a gift from, like, my mom's best friend or anything.
Me.
To me, I feel like that's, like, very, very generous, but I don't. To me, that's not an expectation that I grew up with.
Well, what we do is it's not so much me getting the gifts. Jimmy gets a gift for Hazel. Mm-hmm. Jimmy gets a gift for Ren and Ruby. Jimmy gets a gift for Asa. Like, it's the kids getting the other kids' gift. And now that Jimmy's in preschool, so you have your friend, like, you have your friends, your close friends and your friends that you're getting gifts for. And now that your kid's in preschool, he gets invited to every single birthday. So that's 11 more kids and 11 more birthday parties and 11 more gifts.
Don't you think you could recycle some of the fourth, like, level gifts to your kids now, and they still wouldn't have a clue? Like, your three-year-old probably wouldn't know.
Oh, he
He's
would.
Got some that are on his A team, some that are on the B team, but some that he doesn't even use at all. Do you think that you could just repackage them, give them to him, and he'd have no idea?
His memory is getting really good. I probably could have got away with that at two. I don't know if I can get away with that at three now.
They'll know if you regift, but they won't know if you throw it away. Because I do. They leave it out, it's in the trash. Bye.
It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.